You're listening to the Peter Ryan Report on Coinspice.io. You're listening to the Peter Ryan Report on Coinspice.io.
We are back with the Peter Ryan Report on CoinSpice. This is episode number 9, and we're taking on the mysterious Facebook coin, global coin, Libra, whatever it's going to be called. Facebook, Zuckbucks, they are coming. They are here. They are being rolled out. By the time this particular episode airs, there should be a white paper out there, so some more clarity. But in the meantime, to give you some perspective on at least where it's come from, we go to the man with the plan, the man has all the answers, leading us from the darkness. Peter Ryan, thanks so much for coming back on again, brother.
Oh yeah. No plan, but all the answers.
All the answers. And one of the best dressed crypto commentators in the game. You can see by his by the avatar, the featured image we have there. The man is coiffed, ready, tan, rested, ready. All right. So the,
again, that is my, stunt double commenting on.
Love it. Let's see. So Facebook coin, I mean, 2.5 billion, depending on who you're talking to, users. It's been pronounced, Facebook's been pronounced dead for at least the last 5 years. Seems to be anything but, demographically they say, oh, the youth are all leaving and going on to completely different platforms like WhatsApp and Instagram. Plot twist. Zuck owns those too. So Facebook is ubiquitous, especially in the West. It is our, the boomers are all over it. The people with money, discretionary income, and a lot of free time are just sitting around sharing cat videos and the daily outrages. And here comes Mark Zuckerberg, and the last I had heard of anything payment-oriented, even serious, was something like Facebook credits, which I believe they started to look into as early as 2010, and that was dropped by 2013, and then they kind of went dark for a while. Within the last year, there has been nonstop talk about Libra, global coin, Facebook coin, whatever we're calling it, that they are actually coming out with a cryptocurrency. And I know that just that phrase rubs people the wrong way. But as far as you know, Peter, what can you tell us about Zuckbucks?
So Zuckbucks, globalist coin, lizard dollar, however you want to conceptualize yourself, it's supposed to be a cryptocurrency that provides stability, low inflation, global acceptance, and fungibility, backed by one of the most powerful, largest social networks in the world, alongside a varied group of partners that are also very powerful. You know, it's a lot of folks here when it comes to, like, naming a few: MasterCard, Visa, Stripe, PayPal, Andreessen Horowitz, Thrive Capital, Unisquare Ventures.
Yeah, shout out to The Block.
It goes on and on.
The Block did some great reporting on this, and we're able to
somehow
Citation get... Block. I'm sorry, I was interrupting. You were saying Andreessen Horowitz and who else?
Oh, yeah, I was just saying it was a very substantial list. Andreessen Horowitz, Thrive Capital, Unisquare Ventures, and a bunch more. So not only is Facebook itself just a heavy hitter, but getting all these players on board is a very substantial task in and of itself. And what they perhaps bring to the table when it comes to the technology of the cryptocurrency is definitely going to be something to watch. And like you mentioned earlier, very nice citation out to The Block for finding that list before anyone else and creating a very cool infographic for us. And so this is something that's really interesting because of the weight that is getting put behind a cryptocurrency. But I guess we can caution at the same time is that, we have seen IBM, we've seen JP Morgan, we've seen, Deloitte, we've seen large enterprise after large enterprise and company kind of get into the crypto game, or maybe more appropriately, the crypto name game.
Kind of flirt with it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if anything, just using the marketing oomph of blockchain, of cryptocurrency, for what is a centralized database, or, not exactly something that is crypto, but is like, it's a supply chain management system, whatever it might be, there was sort of this trend of large enterprises cashing in on the marketing brand value that came along with crypto. And so maybe one perspective to look at here is not so much that the dawning of the Libra coin by Facebook is not the arrival of cryptocurrency to the mainstream, but maybe is more so the exit door, as a company like Facebook, as powerful as it is, has been declining in revenue, has been losing users, has becoming a PR nightmare in terms of privacy concerns, in terms of manipulation, in terms of you name it. And could it be that they're getting in on the vapid marketing brand value of crypto to jumpstart whatever Hail Mary pass that they're trying to pull off here? That is certainly one way to look at it, especially if you consider the fact that, they've dabbled in payments before in various forms. Currently, they do have like an ability for people to transact and send money back and forth between Facebook accounts. The fees that they make off that are about 2% of their total revenue. And that volume really has not grown at all in the entire history of that being up for them. So
that's interesting.
What we see is that they've already had Facebook coin up and running, even though they didn't call it that. It was just like, it was send US dollars or whatever currency back and forth to your friends. But nobody actually wanted to use it. And, maybe that's an indictment on the UX design of Facebook themselves, but maybe it's more of a cautionary tale of people don't trust Facebook with their money. People might trust them, or better yet, have trusted them with pictures, messages to friends back and forth. But when it comes to like putting bank information or credit card information in there, people actually are a little squeamish when it comes to that for Facebook. It's actually funny. It's like how much, when you think of the growth of Venmo as a fintech company, happened, which is basically just grafting on to the social network of Facebook and using the social profiles and network of friends attribute to basically jumpstart the ability for people to then be like, oh, I can easily share money now by just looking up my friend's profile rather than, doing any sort of complicated bank transfer wire or PayPal's all right, or cash transactions. So this was a potential way to merge the social media and financial transaction. And Venmo is doing kind of okay. Definitely did pretty okay. Had a nice explosive growth. And isn't it funny how it took like a totally new company to make people trust in financial transactions when it comes to their Facebook friends, but they wouldn't actually do those financial transactions within Facebook, which is revealing in a lot of ways. So the dawn of the Libra coin for Facebook as the official, entrance for them into this whole industry is perhaps, again, indicative of the fact that they're trying to relabel their payment system. They think maybe this is a way to cash in on the marketing value, and that by giving people a currency to transact rather than just, an interface for fiat, it might enable more engagement, more usage. But this is potentially a critical thing that I really haven't seen detailed anywhere in the reports that have been coming out about this, is that will Libra be available to exchange on other crypto exchanges? Or will Libra be parametered and gated by the bounds of Facebook? And that is, I think, the real interesting thing here, because if it is available to be liquid outside of the Facebook realm, that might be something interesting. Now you start getting into a real world where it competes with Gemini Coin, with Tether, with all the other ones that are out there.
Yeah, that is a good point. And I think at least from the start, they're going to have to do a walled garden, because the exchanges are just there, as we spoke of in the previous Peter Ryan Report 8, exchanges are just not trustworthy. Now, there are some notable exceptions. I'm just saying, as a general rule, they're considered less than honest actors with regard to trade volume. And so to have a MasterCard, Visa, sort of major institutional finance, even, tangentially associated through an artery of Facebook, which is a publicly traded company, I think you're really going up against it. So I've heard a couple different perspectives. Someone that I really, really admire in the space and whose instincts I trust, I would say we agree on about 85% of pretty much all things, would be Caitlin Long. And she took to her Forbes column recently and said, look, obviously the popular opinion is that this is going to be in some way good for cryptos. The market has responded well. It's always hard to, kind of ferret out, whether this has anything to do with it in terms of Facebook entering something mildly crypto. But she does believe in the short term, it's a greater threat to banks, because it will be a stateless money if reports are correct. And that's a big if. What we know is, people familiar with the matter, unnamed sources, a few nexus dots here and there. But what do you think about her notion? This is a very sober thinker, as I know you're aware, in the space, and she's not really given to much hopium, and she's warned quite a bit about institutional everything, fractional reserving of rehypothecation and so forth. And now she's saying, hey, short term, this actually may be a better play for crypto enthusiasts than, say, even Bitcoin.
Yeah, I mean, that is one perspective to look at it, where Bitcoin and the other nascent cryptocurrencies have to deal with themselves as, startup decentralized movements that are scrappy, that are scruffy, that really need to prove themselves, don't have much of a fighting chance against the incumbent institutions, as does basically a breakaway incumbent institution that says, we will fragment the system and we will now create a stateless money that, while has a bunch of baggage potentially associated with it when it comes to MasterCard, Visa, who are tapped into the system, obviously, it does start to pry the door open for more choice and for the concept of stateless money to actually pervade the mainstream culture, for people to start talking about it. And perhaps that is the windfall that we're waiting for, in terms of, well, if people then get and buy into the idea of, Facebook is a private form of money and we can choose whether we want our fiat currency or our Facebook currency. They can get on board with that. Well, then they can make an easier step down to, well, Facebook is pretty centralized. Maybe I would prefer a more decentralized type of cryptocurrency because I'm already on board with the whole competition of different currency idea. So that's certainly one way to look at it. But what I would say there is that, you know, let's not even get into the idea that, you know, there has been potential allegations in terms of the behind the scenes nature of Facebook and its relationship to certain government institutions that will not be named. In terms of if you know prying eyes and you know data sharing when it comes to that. So outside of the fact that Facebook is actually a private company or a shell for state actors, let's not get into that. But just taking them at face value, what is Facebook? Facebook as a private company is in a way, you know, they are part of the neoliberal international globalist kind of incumbency that is there. They might be private, they might not be a state actor, but they are representative of the ultimate trajectory towards you know, abolishing borders. And you can say what you will from the libertarian perspective there, but what is key here is that they are of the abolishing borders, of the disintegration of sovereignty, probably is the more accurate term to use here. Just as much as any, you know, Hillary Clinton or, you know, or other centrist type of candidate that you might see in Europe might want to do. And so, in terms of where they want to go, in terms of whether they're, you know, private, public, you know, or, you know, who are they actually hanging out at dinner parties with? I think this is more important to actually analyze than just, you know, oh, well, they're categorically a private company. You know, it's about the fact that themselves and the people that they surround themselves with and ultimately align in terms of their goal with how the world should be shaped is not exactly in lockstep with the people that are you know, really behind the crypto ethics, the anarchist ethics, the libertarian mantras. You know, this is a separate group. Facebook does not represent that. And by ushering in the Facebook globalist coin, as we termed earlier in the show, you know, this might not actually bode well for the introduction of decentralized competing currencies, but this might actually be more so an introduction to the idea that we need a IMF, you know, reserve digital asset. And, you know, and if you thought Silicon Valley was not going to be part of that plan, I don't know, you've got another thing coming when it comes to that. So the idea that Mark Zuckerberg as a patriarch of Silicon Valley is coming out and sort of showing this demo of what could be seen as that potentiality for the future as sort of this one world currency. I think that's something to, you know, place your bets on more so than the idea that this will ultimately be sort of a head fake and a juke that we will be able to use to get people onto the more decentralized future that we want to envision. So I would caution against that. And, you know, and a lot of Davos, a lot of economists and people that are expounding on these very ideas when it comes to how do we bring the world towards this vision that we see where, you know, it is one world government, it's one world currency. They're very open about talking about the fact that digital currencies can and will play a role in that because they've already for years been talking about the idea of physical cash being just terrible. You know, it allows people anonymity, it allows people to transact without the state knowing, and allows people to have a degree of freedom in terms of, you know, they can not have cash directly frozen, so they can move it around more easily. So there's already been talks about how the governments of the world need to get rid of cash. And with the advent of cryptocurrencies that have come on, they've sort of grafted that concept of, well, we were talking about the SWIFT system and how banks would coordinate digital payments, but yeah, now we can sort of use the vocabulary of digital currencies, of digital assets, more readily, or even convert the term blockchain over a little bit to our utilization of it, and have that bit of a facelift there, in order to bring these ideas that have long been part of their vision to have this. So I think it's more of a danger for this Facebook coin to come about than it is something of a harbinger of, you know, positive crypto adoption.
We could literally spend hours just on LibraCoin.
I did find this interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't, did you mention earlier the Winklevii are in talks with Zuckerberg, or?
Well, I don't know if they're necessarily in talks with him, but they're making the rounds for the new book, Bitcoin Billionaires. And there's this new marketing idea that the Winklevii will be kind of resurrected from social media goats to crypto heroes, I should say. And that Zuckerberg all along has kind of been the villain. And I guess now it's like Zuckerberg honed in on the Winklevii idea of the Facebook. Now he's trying to sort of hone in on their cryptocurrency idea, how much they're actually speaking to one another. The Winklevii have said publicly anyway that they have to at least become frenemies, that makes the most business
sense. Yeah, because I thought unless there is somehow, they're also in partnership and working directly, the whole like Libra naming was a pretty, that seems like a direct like slap in the face to the Winklevii. I mean, I don't know if you caught, if I'm the only one that thinks that and I'm crazy, but like Libra, scales, Zodiac, Gemini, twins, Zodiac. And it's like, of all the names Facebook could have, it's like, you know, like why the hell did they think Libra is the go-to name?
Well, we don't and know it that just, it is, right? It's code name, whatever.
Well, it's It's the mark. I mean, it's they're allowing it to pervade the information.
There you go. There's no denial out there. You're right. You're right about that.
But you know, just taking for granted that whether it's a code name or not, it's like the fact that everyone's talking about Facebook LibraCoin. It's like there does seem to be that sort of like Zuckerberg, head nod over at the twins. Like, hey. I'm coming for you. I'm not letting you get away. I'm going to steal your stablecoin idea and make a crypto exchange and blow you out of the water.
That would be hilarious.
I would love to see someone ask them directly that question.
Oh yeah. They've asked him the reverse, which is, do you think he is, as he did with Facebook, he'll do with Bitcoin and crypto, and they just kind of give a wry smile, that it's sort of their world that he's entering now. So
yeah. So that will be interesting.
All right, man. Well, appreciate you coming on and another great Peter Ryan report. Where can people find your work?
Yeah, people can follow me at Twitter @_PeterRyan. That's where you can find some great stuff. I tweet quite a bit, charts. Data reporting of the industry, some really cool memes, stuff like that. Also, recently launched, you can follow me at ryanresearch.co. It's my new research firm, and we'll be reporting on mainly cryptocurrency as well as other cutting edge technologies. You can find articles, videos, podcasts that I've been on, and you can soon find in-depth and data-driven reports on there that cover the gamut when it comes to what's going on in this industry. And always please subscribe to my newsletter when you get there.
You're listening to the Peter Ryan Report on Coinspice.io. You're listening to the Peter Ryan Report on Coinspice.io.